Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
7:33 in the a.m. time for Mike Preston's report card. Mike, you gave us a sneak peek to the quarterback a little bit earlier in the Ravens' 44-10 loss. What do you give Cooper Rush?
Cooper Rush got a D. 14 of 20, 479 yards, but he threw three picks, had a rating of 58.1, but those three picks led to one touchdown and led to a field goal. So he gets a D.
What about running backs?
Running backs, I gave them a D. Derrick Henry. 15 carries, 33 yards. He averaged 2.2 yards a carry. I'm hoping they would do something with Keaton Mitchell. He had 3 yards for 8 carries with a 2.7 average. So they get a D.
Now, Mike, did the running backs get a D because of the grade that you're about to give the offensive line?
Yeah.
An F.
Yeah, they got an F. I mean, I'm kind of tired of seeing them. You know, it's every week, you know, you just keep giving up.
I'm kind of tired of seeing you.
Seven sacks against Detroit.
Oh, that Humphrey Bogart that said, you annoy me.
Yes. 3 sacks and 8 hurries last week against Kansas City. And then you come out and I don't even know what the numbers are, but 207 yards of total offense. And Texans had the ball for 14 minutes more than the Ravens did. You get an F. Wide receivers, I'm giving them a C minus. Flowers played well. DeAndre Hopkins came in, made one or two plays where it at least was involved in the offense. But that Bateman situation where he doesn't go hard for that pass with like 6 minutes left in the game, that bugs me. Because that's a lack of effort play. So they get a C minus. Over on the defensive side, you know, they made some plays, penetration to get through, but they didn't make the tackles. They just didn't get it done. And the linebackers behind them, not very good. So D-line gets a D. Linebackers, they get an F. Hmm. And the secondary, they get an F.
Special teams.
They have no clue to where they're doing. I've never given out an F minus before, but I'm thinking about that.
Ooh.
I might just give out
Damn.
A Z. I might just give out a Z.
A Z. Ooh, that's the last letter.
He's gonna go to the Greek alphabet and go as far down as he can.
I mean, the worst part was, and then you guys can't see because it's on TV, but to see them in the red zone where those defensive backs have no clue to where they're going, and I'm like, you're ready to give up 7 points. Shouldn't you know where they're going? You got to watch film. You got to watch video. And give me something.
It felt like, too, whether it was 3rd and 12, 3rd and 3, 3rd and 6, that they were going to get it every single time. Like,
yeah.
And even if they didn't and they decide to go for it on 4th down, they'll just get it there then. That's what it felt like the entire game.
Yeah, Tyler Loop, special teams, I gave them a C. Tyler Loop, he makes the one field goal, but that one he missed at half.
It was
right
huge.
Before the half. It was 55 yards. And I'm like, nope, no comeback today. They're finished. They're done.
Because look,
got nothing.
I know people do this, Mike, but I stealing points before the half and having the ball, I think, is it's a nice little swing because it's a way to make up ground.
That's how I went on Madden all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what you do. That's a good way to get momentum and then come out second half and get the ball.
Even if it's a field goal. Get some points before halftime and get the ball back.
Do something to build on something, to give the coaches something to build on. But nothing. They were flat. So at least they get a C. And the coaching staff, I gave an F.
Give
them
an F?
Yes.
Have you ever given a coaching staff an F, Mike? I've been reading your report card for over a decade.
No. This is the first time I ever gave an F. They had no energy. They had none. I mean, and I know you're playing. You got eight guys out. Five of them on the defensive side of the ball. But you have no energy on this team. You could see it on the sideline. You could see it with the coaches. The players had no energy. It's almost like they were saying, well, we know we're missing a lot of starters. We don't want to win today. And then you miss nine tackles. Your defense is totally lost. And your offense does nothing. Give me some trick plays. Give me some reverses.
Give me some desperation.
Yeah, just say, look, we're trying to manufacture some points to give us nothing.
You know what's even odder about that? When you come in as a backup, every time any team I've been on, if you get put into a situation where you get a chance to play, you play your ass off to kind of show people you belong there.
Right.
This didn't happen. This looked like everybody was flat. Even the guys who were getting a shot at playing, starting in an NFL game.
Well, they looked defeated before the game started, Ed. I mean, honestly, they looked like they were defeated. And you're facing the Houston Texans.
Yeah.
You're not facing one of the best teams in the league, and you look like you were defeated from the beginning of the game. And your F for the coaching staff, my buddy Mark, he was at the game yesterday, and he texted me, John Harbaugh looks – I wish I could find the text. He was just texting about Harbaugh, how bad he looked. And he said, Harbaugh is checked out, move on now, watching from my seats, he has no energy. And this is what he texted at 2:06. So this wasn't even halftime.
Yeah.
And then you come here, Mike Preston, who doesn't give a lot of Fs in the first place, first time you give a coaching staff an F, it kind of matches what he's – and professional athletes and coaches have to understand, they're in the customer service business. They lose track of that.
Correct.
They lose track of that.
Yeah.
What you give is what the fan base is going to receive. They're going to receive that. You can't give no energy and think the fan base is going to feel the energy, positive energy. When you start moping around and look like you don't care, I'm paying over $100 for these seats. I've invested probably $500 a week at least in coming to your games.
At least.
When it comes to tailgate, buying stuff, the tickets, it's at least $500 a week. Don't let me have four tickets. That's a couple of grand that I'm investing. Why should I do? If I'm going to watch the game at a bar, I'm investing a couple of $100 a week too. Why should I do that when you don't care? You don't even look like you care. If you're going to lose 44-10, have a fit. Pitch a fit. Argue. Get in players' faces. Do something.
You got to fight.
Show me that you care so that I can care. Because if you don't care, I don't care. You're in the customer service business, bro. You got to remember that. 410-583-1057 is the number. It's that mornings that I don't feel like coming in here. I can't give that energy to the people to listen. Well, he don't feel like talking. I don't feel like
absolutely
listening.
Not. Yes.
You know what I mean? You're in the customer service business.
Rah. Yes, you mean to tell me you didn't feel like coming in here this morning?
No, not this morning. I feel good this morning.
I couldn't wait to get in here to see Ed.
This morning was
same here, right back at you.
This morning was not one of those mornings.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.